us the story of when you got stuck. I'll start.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever been to St. Louis. There's a museum there called the City Museum. It's really fantastic. It's one of those like things that you is a must-see when you go to the city. So we're there. And it's a random hodgepodge of things. Really kind of a sight to behold. But it's almost like an adult jungle gym, too, which is a weird way to describe it. But if you've ever been there, you kind of understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
So there is a section where there's a tree trunk, and it's hollowed out, and it goes from, like, the second floor to the third floor. So you can literally climb through this hollowed out tree trunk to get to the next floor.
That's fun.
And so my daughters, they start up it and I start following them. And the opening at the floor is probably 5-6 feet. It's huge. But as you get up and get going, it starts to constrict. And
it
starts to get a little narrow to the point where it's only maybe about 2 feet in the middle. And they don't tell you that.
Oh, like, hey, parents, beware. It narrows in the middle.
Yeah. So I'm kind of doing this little army crawl, and I'm starting to sweat going, I'm going to get stuck. If it gets any skinnier, I'm going to get stuck. And my daughters, they had no problem. They just whipped right through it, you know? And I've got kids and people behind me.
Because then you'd be like, oh, guys, excuse me.
Hey, everybody's going to have to move and get out because I'm stuck.
And then are your kids going to end up on another floor than you?
Yes.
Like you can't, okay.
Yes.
Also not great.
Right. So I started to sweat and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am getting stuck.
Oh,
and,
no.
and I tried to like move my arms and it was getting difficult to even move my arms.
Oh no.
And long story short, I was able to get through it, but there was a moment of about 2 minutes where I was seriously thinking, okay,
this is going to be the end of me.
Who am I going to call? How am I going to tell my daughters that I cannot follow them? Your dad's stuck in this tree trunk.
Girls, go get help.
I know, exactly.
Were they old enough to go get help?
I mean, yeah. Yeah,
or were they like toddlers?
No. They were old enough. They could have gotten help, but
oh wow.
Yeah. Chris texted in and said, I got stuck in a dryer once when I was about 10 or 11.
A dryer.
Yep. Parents
Those are
gone.
Great hiding places for hide and seek.
Yep. Chris said it was just me and my brother and my sister. Laundry room in the garage. It was one of those old dryers where you could set the timer and just push the button on the inside, the door, and make it turn on. Well, I thought it'd be cool just to get in there and push the button and spin around a few times and get out, but the button got stuck.
Who thought that was a good design idea ever?
Well, I don't know, but Chris did it, and he started to panic when the heat started coming on.
Oh, gosh.
So he started to scream. Brother came, heard him, turned it off, and let him out.
Well, yeah, I imagine that gets pretty hot pretty quick.
Said 0 out of 10, would not recommend.
Yeah, would not recommend at all. Oh, my gosh. Super lucky.
Yeah.
Olivia said, I got stuck in my car one day when I arrived at work. For some reason, my seatbelt locked up on me, couldn't loosen it.
Oh.
I had to get someone to come out and cut the belt off me.
Oh, my gosh.
But wait, there's more. On my way home, I was pulled over and given a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt.
Oh,
even
no.
though I explained what happened and showed him the cut belt. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That is just salt in the wound right
That's
there.
That's double whammy.
That
for
is.
Sure.
Holy cow. Sean texted us and said, I'm 6'2", still in school.
Oh.
And, you know, there's fire drills and earthquake drills and all that where you have to get under the desk. Well, more than half of my height is in my legs, so I basically have to tie my arms and my legs together in knots to fit under the desk. And one time I did actually have to have someone help me out.
Oh, that's hysterical. Bless his heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Big guy under a little desk.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Rose says, I got trapped in a bathroom with a broken lock when I was 3.
Oh.
Luckily, the bathroom had a window.
Mm-hmm.
But unluckily, that was stuck, too.
Oh, no.
I was in there for about 4 hours.
Oh, no.
Which is forever when you're that little.
Yeah. That's forever anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
No matter what age you are.
Yeah.
I was sobbing hysterically, thinking I was going to die in there and rot because nobody could get my body out. I was convinced I was starving after only an hour, and my mom had to shove a peanut butter and jelly sandwich under the door. I was a dramatic kid.
Literally, my daughter Zoe, that exact same thing happened to her when we were at my sister's wedding. In Seattle, and she locked herself in the bathroom, and we had to figure out how to dismantle the doorknob.
The lock on the door. But
she was probably about the same age, you know, like two or 3 years old. And
yeah, where you can't really reason so much with them and explain things.
Right. But yeah, she was locked in there too.
Bless her heart. Send food.
Dave said, I have big ears. When I was about 8, my cousins dared me to put my head through the bars of a gate.
No, I did. No.
Couldn't get it back out. I cried because I thought I'd be stuck there forever. Or at best, walk around with the gate hung around my neck. Eventually managed to weasel my head out of the bars. Ears were sore for several days after that.
Bless his heart. Oh, no. Oh, and finally, Andy, when I was about 3. A lot of these things happened when they were 3 years old. When I was about 3, I got my arm stuck in a pool table. It was at a bar. It was in a bar. So it was one of those pay-to-play ones. Uh-huh. I ended up sticking my hand into the ball return space and wasn't able to get it out. Oh. Being a 3-year-old, again, in a bar. My first.
Listen, we're not judging.
Let's not glaze over that.
Hey, we're not judging.
No, of course not. But being a 3-year-old, my first reaction was that the table must be eating me. So I started to yell for help. My parents and other family members were not able to get my arm free despite their best effort. Eventually, yes, the fire department had to be called. And after they decided that chopping the table in half would most likely result in me getting hurt, they decided to grease my arm up with a cold bucket of cooking grease from the kitchen in the back. Ended up taking 2 full-grown men to pull my arm out.
Wow. All right.
At least they didn't have to saw the pool table.
Yeah, that would have been tragic.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Good stories there. When you were stuck.
Things.
Yeah. Thankfully, none of them turned into any sort of weird Final Destination stories.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.